At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Your gifts are on loan. They were given to you because you make a difference. You make a difference in the lives of others. Your gift, until you unleash it, until you unpack it, until you discover the levels that it can go to, there are lives that will be lost because they needed what's inside of you. There are purposes that won't be fulfilled until you give away your gift. What's your gift?
Those times when you get up early and you work hard. Those times when you stay up late and you work hard. Those times when you don't feel like working, you're too tired, you don't want to push yourself, but you do it anyway. That is actually the dream. That's the dream. It's not the destination, it's the journey.
And you got to go ahead and stop putting brakes on yourself. You got to remember that you're significant. You got to remember that somehow the day wasn't promised, but you got it. That means that there is more promise still in you, and we got to pull that out. And how do you pull it out? That means you go ahead and you ignite your will with intentionality and action. You put together discipline and purpose and develop habits. Those habits are hard to maintain because it's easy to procrastinate. But not once you realize that you've wasted years already. You've wasted weekends already. Do something now.
Your hardships, your challenges, your situation will either be the reason you don't make it, or it will be the story you tell when you do make it. And you get to make that choice.
Always say to people don't burn out, quit, underachieve, stop, don't accomplish because of what they do. People burn out, quit, underachieve, don't accomplish because life makes them forget why they do it.
What you do now will echo in eternity. What you do now will echo in other generations because there was someone who made a way for you. Someone opened doors for you. The way you give them a thank you is by what you do for others.
And when you need motivation yourself, don't look for someone to scream and yell. Don't look for someone else to give you motivation. Look at yourself. Look at yourself and remind yourself why you are doing what you are doing. Remind yourself that this struggle, this temporary pain, this fight that you're in, this is what will make you stronger and faster and smarter. And then, with that motivation, go forward.
Every time I've lost, people say, you got to jump right back up. I disagree with that. After you lose, or when you get knocked down, stay down there for a minute. Understand why you lost. What were the reasons? Why are you down here? Why did you lose? So every time I lost, I stayed down for a second. Minutes, hours, days. But when I stood up, I was different. I was smarter. Now you start putting the pieces that are necessary to win over and over and over again.
When you look back over your life, you'll see that there are many people who've sacrificed and given so that you could be great. You owe it to yourself and you owe it to them to be great. Fulfill your purpose. Chase down your dreams. I promise you, my friend. I promise you. than when you release your potential and you unpack those gifts that are just for you, you will do things that you never thought possible. But it begins with a determined mind today.
Into the fray, into the storm, into the heat of the battle, where victory is forged.
And that's necessary because it's often the case that you wake.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Up at 4 in the morning, or at least sometimes the case that you wake up at 4 in the morning when things haven't been going that well and wonder just what the hell the point is of your futile and miserable life. You have to have something real to set against that. It can't be just rationalizations about how, you know, you're a valuable person among others, even though that's true. That's not good enough. And observing courage in yourself is definitely one of the things that can help you sleep soundly at night when things are destabilized a little bit around you.
So some of you are going to experience a breakthrough. Some of you are going to go back and look at your dreams and brush them off. Some of you are going to begin to look at yourself and say, hey, look here, I know I have not done all that I can do. Whatever goal that you have in mind, I want that to be a goal that will challenge you, something that will make you stretch. It was Osborne who said, unless you attempt to do something beyond that which you've already mastered, you will never grow. What is it that you looked at some point in time and you decided that you couldn't do it? That you talk yourself out of it? Whatever it is, bring it back out there. How are you going to do it? That will come to you in due time. See, you don't get in life what you want, ladies and gentlemen. You get in life what you are.
It depends on you. You may have to forgive yourself for some mistakes that you've made. You may have to forgive some other people so that you can unlock your potential to trust and love and give and not hold back. You don't need these walls. You need to scale them. You need to unblock yourself, unleash yourself, discover what's in you, and unlock your potential.
But life can be a lot broader than that when you realize one simple thing, and that is that everything around us that we call life was made up by people that are no smarter than you. So build a life. Don't live one. Build one.
What an opportunity you just gave yourself. You could have fueled yourself with something like coffee, or you could have got an energy drink, but instead, you decided to feed the mind and feed the soul. Because you realize that there's more to this than just having something for a moment. You don't need a jolt. What you need is a will. A fire ignited inside of you that will not quit. It doesn't matter what you faced yesterday. Doesn't matter what mental traffic you have. Today is such a gift to you that there's no way you're going to waste it.
When it feels scary to jump, Ian, that is exactly when you jump. Otherwise, you end up staying in the same place your whole life. And that I can't do.
When people can't get up in the morning, I'm going to tell you why. Because they can predict the feeling of everything that's going to happen in their life. And their body's resigned to the familiar. It says, oh, another mundane day. But remember when you were a kid and you were going on a field trip? What happened then? You were up, dressed, and ready to go before your parents were up. Because you knew something unexpected was going to happen. That's how we should live our lives. Waking up with the understanding that you expect the unexpected. And something unusual should happen in our life as a result of our efforts.
The only way anything gets accomplished, you gotta work hard. I can't remember what the f*** in this paragraph to pass this test to get in the military. Read again. Still not getting it. Read again. But if you're not getting it, write it out. And guess what happened? I got it. I can't swim. I'm negative buoyant. Go back again. I can't swim. Go back again. Go back again. Go back again. I got it. I realize if I keep going back and going back and going back, your mind will say, okay, we're going to figure it out, because he is not going to stop.
And if you just stop wasting the opportunities that are in front of you, you'd be who knows how much more efficient, 10 times more efficient, 20 times more efficient. You have no idea how efficient people get. It's off the charts.
Empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now you put water into a cup. It becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now water can flow, or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
If you take an oak tree seed and you put it in a 2-foot pot, that seed will never become the oak tree that oak trees are capable of becoming, because it's gonna get stifled by the 2-foot pot. Now check this out. Ain't nothing wrong with the seed. Seed just fell prey to the environment. Don't you allow your environment to dictate the oak tree that you become.
Now I can appreciate that life is hard. I can appreciate that it's a struggle. I can appreciate that there's all kinds of things not going your way. But guess what? They're never gonna unless you make it. So you may sit there and look at yourself, and maybe you're even buying into the media. Maybe you're even believing that because you were born a certain race, or you were born to certain parents, or you had shitty parents, or you've suffered from depression, or you're overweight, or all these motherfucking things that they put in your face to give you the exact excuse as to why you can't achieve what it is you want to achieve. You've got 6 months left in the year. That's a lot of game to be played. You may be down by 10 runs, but guess what? People just like you, people just like you, people with the same situation as you, people with harder circumstances than you, have gutted it up and gritted it out and came out a winner before you.
Life is not easy. It is not. Don't try to make it that way. Life's not fair. It never was. It isn't now, and it won't ever be. Do not fall into the trap, the entitlement trap, of feeling like you're a victim. You are not. Get over it and get on with it. And yes, most things are more rewarding when you break a sweat to get them.
If you want to be great, you want to be the baddest motherfucker ever at what you do, you're going to be misunderstood by everybody, because you're going to be so fucking obsessed and so driven to get there. That's what it takes. It takes every second of your fucking life. Anybody says balance? Yeah, balance is important for a lot of fucking people. It is. But if you want to fucking go to that edge where people do not like you, don't understand you, question everything you fucking do, you've arrived. When people don't understand you anymore, you're in that spot of obsession and drive.
Be motivated, not just halfway, but absolutely motivated.
I have a very simple answer for that. Here and now. That's it. You want to improve? You want to get better? You want to get on a workout program or a clean diet? You want to start a business? You want to write a book or make a movie or build a house or a computer? Where do you start? You start right here.
And when do you start? You start right now.
Be channeled with your energy. Be focused with your conversations. Enjoy life with thrill and purpose, but understand that there is a reason God gave you today, and you're going to make the most of it.
Meaning there was a certain point in all of our lives where somebody saw something in us when we didn't see it in ourselves, and we took that level of belief and let it propel us into the next dimension of our lives. And so the thing we have to remember in defining moments, and what I mean by defining moments, moments that define us and moments that break us, is what about the people that saw something in me when I couldn't see it in myself? What about the people that invested in me when they didn't have to? How can I quit on them?
You see, times will come in life where you're separated from your goals and separated from your dreams for a moment. But that separation creates a gap that you can close. That gap can be jumped. That gap can be reached. That gap can be surpassed. You get to go back and work on you. You get to go back and redefine you. You get to find out what skills that you lacked and add to them. Sometimes you hear a no because it's time for you to give yourself a yes.
See, we want to grow, but we want to stay liked by everybody. I was willing to be my own rescue at the risk of your approval. But most of us aren't like that. We want to be liked. Well, I woke up and I like myself today, so your like is extra. My job is to like me first. I was willing to say every day, Lisa, you like you? Lisa, are you proud of you? Lisa, are you playing full out? Every day before I checked in with anybody else.
You can think about it, you can wish for it, you can hope for it, you can think all about it all as long as you want. But unless you get out every single motherfucking day and put in the work inch by inch by motherfucking inch, you will never get there. And I want you to take the word hope, and I want you to throw it on the motherfucking ground, and I want you to replace it with the word I will fucking do.
Lazy people do a little work and think they should be winning, but winners work as hard as possible and still worry if they're being lazy.
It's one thing to be hungry, it's another thing when you're starving for greatness and starving for success. I know what it's like to operate every single day, regardless of the success that I've been a lucky son of a bitch to achieve. I operate every day as if I'm starving.
If you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl, but by all means, keep moving.
You're not where you want to be. You feel like you're supposed to be somewhere else. Say you could snap your fingers and be wherever you wanted to be. I bet you'd still feel this way, not in the right place. Point is, you can't get so hung up on where you'd rather be that you forget how to make the most of where you are.
You know what passion is? Passion is an emotion. It's an emotion without an action. Passion will get you nowhere. Inner drive will get you nowhere unless you act on it. You have to act on your passion. You have to act on your inner drive. Don't let those feelings stay inside of you. You got to know what to do with them. You got to know how to make them work in order to get what you want.
No matter how much emotion and feeling you may have or how much hurt you may have, life has to go on. Life doesn't stop anybody. So if you don't process that and understand that, you're stuck in whatever time period you got hurt forever. So grudges and anger and negativity, I don't have time for it because I'm living to do so much positive things. I can't stand in the past and bathe in what was wrong.
Yes, I'll start my own business. Yes, I'll make you know my name. Yes, you'll see me. For everyone that made a team over me, everyone that made a team over you, everyone that got the job above you, everyone that got something that you thought you should have had, they will know your name.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist.
You will end up a loser, unconsciously. Unconsciously, you will pick up their ways, you'll pick up their habits, you'll pick up, most importantly, their attitude about life. If you're around cynical, negative people all the time, you will become cynical and negative. So you gotta watch yourself. Many of us are living out the lives of other people, living out their conclusions, living out of their consciousness.
But now you know it's time to refine who you were. Being able to realize that you should not have let me see that. No! Raymond, I'm glad you did. Because now I will open that damn door.
Don't get overwhelmed with the diagnosis. Don't get overwhelmed with the email. Don't get overwhelmed with the letter. Don't get overwhelmed with what your naysayers say. Don't get overwhelmed with the non-believers. Don't get overwhelmed with what your haters say. Don't get overwhelmed with what your enemy said. Don't get overwhelmed.
Took on all the responsibility you could take on, and you faced everything that you needed to face. What would you be like? Who would you be? And how would the world transform around you? And, well, if the partial answer is, well, if I do that a little bit, things get a fair bit better, then the next question might be, well, what if you did that completely?
To look toward making this your decade, as you begin to look toward making your life different, as you begin to look at yourself, you've got to redefine yourself. Who are you right now? And who must you become in order to create what you want? What has to change about you? What is it that you're doing right now that would be a liability for you? As you begin to look toward the future and take inventory of yourself, what is it about you right now that you've got to leave this behind? Because this no longer fits. Looking at where you want to go and the kind of person that you must become, the kind of standards that you have for you.
You must have a thirst for greatness. You gotta want it more than you wanted anything. You gotta desire it. You gotta get over stuff. I mean, you gotta get to the point where you're like, I want it and I will not be denied. When you get there, it's a powerful place. Because success now must come to you.
Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
I'm so glad you pressed play, because the play button set everything going forward. It put it in motion. You see, that's exactly what we got to do with life. We got to come off the pause. We got to come off the things that have made you second guess yourself, thinking twice about whether you should or shouldn't. Your dreams are not sitting in the hospice.
One of the things that you do if you want to inspire others is get your act together, because you inspire most through example. It's much more powerful than words. Words are very powerful if they're also accompanied by example. But the best thing you can do is start putting things together around you.
We are not going to sit there and think about what could have been if only I had done this, if this hadn't happened, if I hadn't lost my mom, my dad, my friend, my son, my cousin, if that hadn't happened, my whole life would be, if I didn't fail, if I didn't get fired, if this divorce hadn't hit me, I would be so different. All of those things have happened. And you said, well, I needed to clear my head, and it took a moment. You're in between rounds. You are going to get back up and have to fight again. This is not your quitting point. This is not your stopping point. Listen, the cut man of life is your will, your determination, your aspirations. I'm going to put you back in this fight.
If you're struggling right now and you're having a hard time and you're pissed off and you're frustrated, know two things. One, you're not alone. Two, this is necessary for you to get where you want to go. And if you quit, if you falter, if you stop, all the pain will be for nothing, and you need to remember that.
Those of you that are achieving, one of the reasons the achievement is slowed down is you've allowed yourself to feel less desperate. When you were broke and starting your business, or when you were brand new in your relationship and you were desperate to get her to love you or desperate to get him to love you, you took massive big action. So when you remove desperation, all this bullshit creeps into your life where you think you have to have the perfect plan and look the perfect way and have the perfect thoughts and be all zen and perfect. What you need is to be desperate. What you need is to get after it.
What kind of legacy do I want to leave? What kind of statement do you want to make with your life? What three things you want said when you die? What contribution do you want to make? I don't know what you want to do. I don't know what you want to achieve with your life. Here's what I know about you, and about you, and about you, and about you. That you have greatness within you. That you have things and gifts and talents that you've been bestowed with and decide to make and leave a legacy with your life. I say to you that the planet will never be the same again because you showed up.
If you're not happy with your life, if you're miserable, you sit on the edge of your bed and you think, is there anything I can change in what I'm doing that is going to make this less awful than it has to be?
Because there's more in you. You are a champion, you were born a champion, but until you believe it, until you see it, no one else will. You got to get up now. I don't care if you've been knocked down in life. I don't care if you thought the one person you needed in life is gone. You got to go look in the mirror and see that person is still there. God, I thank you for making me the way that I am. You got to speak to yourself as if it's already happened. I thank you for making me a champion. You got to speak it as if it's already been acquired. God, I thank you that you've doubled my business. You got to speak it like it's already happened. That means overcoming the things that put your life on pause. If it means going to the gravesite and saying, finally, I understand, you're gone.
Simply this, that if you want a thing bad enough to go out and fight for it, to work day and night for it, to give up your time, your peace, and your sleep for it, if all that you dream and scheme is about it, and life seems useless and worthless without it, and if you gladly sweat for it and fret for it and plan for it, and lose all your terror of the opposition for it, and if you simply go after this thing that you want with all of your capacity, strength and sagacity, faith, hope, and confidence, and stern pertinacity, if neither cold poverty, famish, or gulp, sickness, or pain, a body and brain can keep you away from the thing that you want, if dogged and grim you besiege and beset it, with the help of God you'll get it.
I'm going to take everything that I'm feeling, I'm going to turn those pains into a platform, and I'm going to turn that platform into a place, a stage that everyone can see that I didn't break. I did something with it so that at the end of your life, family is gathered around that hospital bed, and they look at you and they say, you are a warrior. Thank you.
The spirit's a compass that tells me where I need to go. If you have the fear of speaking, it probably means that you need to speak. If you have the fear of leaving a situation, it probably means that you need to leave it. If you have a fear of going for your dreams, it probably means that you probably need to go for that thing that you fear. Because on the other side of fear is the next level of you. On the other side of fear is something greater for you. And this ain't no motivational, inspirational talk. This is real. And some of us, we live our whole life in fear. It ends now. I don't care if you've been living 52 years, 72 years. I don't care if you've been living a year. It ends now.
Nothing great is going to come without you having to deal with what I call adversity and pain tolerance.
See, we take so many things for granted. Some people talk about, well, Steve, the alarm clock woke me up. No, it didn't. The alarm didn't wake you up. No, God shook you, allowed you to hear the alarm. Now, if God don't shake you to wake you up, your alarm clock, like waking up, is not something you're capable of doing yourself. That's a gift.
You see, there's more to it than just having ambition. It's picking something you love, because it's a part of who you are. What do you love? What do you find yourself unable to get out of your head? What do you think about more than anything? What ignites your soul? What makes you lay in bed at night and look at the ceiling and dream about what was, what will be, and what can be? That thing we have to have a plan for. You want to be there? You want to get to the finish line? You better start your steps now. You got to start igniting. It means that you go harder. You pace yourself with a sense of purpose and a sense of exploration. We don't have tomorrow promise, but God gave us now. And now is what I'm here for. Now is what I was born to capitalize this moment and make it matter.
Why does the quote say, you don't judge the true character and caliber of a man by where he stands in times of comfort and convenience? There's no test. How can you judge character in comfort and convenience? But you judge the true character and caliber of a man by where he stands in times of challenge and controversy. Why does it say that? Because that's when the real you shows up.
When you said, I'm all in, were you really all in? Let me tell you what the cost of being all in is. Early mornings, late nights, being misunderstood, having very few friends, being your own cheerleader. Are you those things? People always talk about, man, I'm a hard worker. Everybody in this room is a hard worker. That's not going to separate you from anybody else. What are you working hard on? People always look for one thing for the other. Oh, you got to work, you know, you got to work smarter and not harder. No, you got to work smarter and you got to work harder.
The seasons are going to come however they're going to come. You cannot change that. So you cannot change the season. But make this note, you can change yourself. Human beings can live one way for 5 years and then tear up that script and live a totally different way the next 5 years. Humans can do that. I'm asking you to utilize your power as a human being and change your life to whatever degree you want it changed.
Always be willing to be stronger than your strongest excuse, and always be willing to extend a level of grace to both yourself and the others, because if you haven't needed it yet, I guarantee you it's going to come a point in time to where you're going to need another individual to extend a level of grace to you.
You got to believe, man. Your hand will be lifted up in victory. You got to see it before it ever comes into pass. You've got to speak it into existence. You've got to write down a vision and then hold yourself accountable to it. Give yourself timelines and then exceed it. Go back and look at it. Mail yourself a letter, so if you have to, and then get it in 6 months and look at it and open it up and look at the goals you set. And did you achieve them? Or did you pass them? Then make them bigger. And give yourself even less time to go after them. You will be amazed at what's possible when you make up your mind. When you make a decision, I'm going to grow from here. I'm not going to give up here. I'm not going to quit. I'm going to find out what I'm made of, and I'm going to go from good to great. And with my greatness, I'm not going to waste it. I'm going to pour it into everything that I've got, and I'm going to discover what's possible for me.
Nothing great is going to come without you having to deal with what I call adversity and pain tolerance. You must be able to deal with that. And the more understanding you have of what's causing you the pain and how you've dealt with it is going to determine how successful you will be in whatever you choose in life.
You're not a tree. You don't have to stay. You're not a goose. You don't have to fly south. I'm telling you, anytime you want to, you can say, I'm going to change my attitude. I'm going to change my income. I'm going to change my abilities. I'm going to do more than I've ever done before. Take on that as your God-given right as a human being to change your life to whatever degree you want it to change. Winter comes after fall. Night comes after day. Difficulty follows opportunity. Recession always comes after expansion. It's been the rhythm of life for the last 6,000 years of recorded history.
You're overthinking. You're overanalyzing. You know what to do. You won't do it. Not because you have fear, because you have doubt. We all have fear. Every individual in this room has fear. Everyone talks about conquering your fears. You don't conquer your fears. Fear is an instinct. You control your fears.
And listen to the truth. And live the truth. And go out and get it done.
Absolutely come to the right place so that you can become more than a cynic. You're much more. You will become more. Yeah, I know you face all kinds of challenges with your health and no one even knows. You will have pain. But the pain's going to be there whether you work or not. Why not go ahead and make that work for you? You need to go ahead and think about it. I can lay here and allow that fact to be true. I've got discomfort, I've got problems, but I also got greatness in me. I would rather go after my goals and become great, dealing with the pain, because freedom of the mind rather than regret of the soul is a great possession.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.